And hello again, it is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. It's great to be back here again with you today and have another opportunity to tell you one more time about the Lord Jesus Christ. We're looking at his gospel this week, or the different designations of his gospel, or the names given to his gospel. It's called the gospel of God, the gospel of his son, and it's also called the gospel of Christ. You remember Paul in Romans 1 and verse 16, he says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Did you hear that? Because a lot of times we misquote that verse. We say, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of God unto salvation. Almost. The scripture says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to them that believe. Listen, we have got to come back in our churches to the centrality of Jesus Christ. He is the head of the church and should be exalted and honored as such. You know, the Apostle Peter stood up on the day of Pentecost and he said, God has made this same Jesus whom you have crucified both Lord and Christ. You know what that word Christ means? It means anointed one. Yes, and Jesus Christ is the anointed. He's anointed, qualified, equipped to save, no matter how bad your case is, how sorry you are, how sad your life is. Jesus is qualified, equipped, and willing to save you and deliver you from whatever your situation. If you'll get honest with him, and the way you get honest with him is accept his verdict of you as being a sinner, a died-in-the-world sinner. You know, there's some rascals of preachers out there, by the way, who when they get up to preach about Jesus, they don't even believe that he rose from the dead. Now, what kind of a savior would that be that is still lying in decayed dust in some Palestinian tomb? My goodness, that's not a savior who can save. Our Jesus is Lord. That means he's got all authority and all power, and he's Christ. He's anointed to save, and he's raised from the dead and has ascended into heaven. We don't follow a dead Christ. We don't follow a dying Christ. We follow a risen Savior. The Lord Jesus Christ is alive. He's exalted at the right hand of the Father on high. And let me tell you this, he is able to save you. He is able to save to the uttermost all that come to God by him. And so, what's your problem today? I didn't mean that in a cheeky way. I mean, what is it that's tying you down? And is it that you've been immoral? Jesus can fix that. He'll forgive you. He shed his blood. Have you been very, very wrong and wicked? Jesus shed his blood for that. Won't you come to him and ask him for forgiveness, and he'll forgive you and save you, and that's the gospel truth.
Thank you for listening to the gospel truth. Miles loves to hear from you, and our address is P.O. Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada 89016, or in Europe, P.O. Box 70, Blackrock, County Dublin, Ireland. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, slán agus beannacht libh.